Saturday, 5 p.m., we're doing the 1K sub-stream. We're starting at 5, going until the end of the last game. So we're going all the way through those 10:30 games. So make sure that you stop in and at least say hello. Welcome, match day 32. We're here, 32. I just turned 32 a couple days ago. So hopefully this weekend is a good weekend of soccer in the MLS. But let's go ahead. This is a prediction video. Let's jump into those right now. So we start off with a fantastic one. We have NYCFC versus New York Red Bulls, the New York Derby. Currently, NYCFC are 1 win, 1 draw, and 3 losses in their last 5, where the Red Bulls are 1 win and 4 losses in their last 5, currently on a 3-match losing streak. They're at NYCFC, but the Red Bulls, I thought, were looking pretty good, but I'm going to give the Red Bulls the benefit of the doubt here. I don't think they win, but I think that they go and get a point. And I think this match ends in a 2-2 draw there at Yankee Stadium. So then that takes us to the first game that we are going to watch on the live stream. That is Atlanta United versus Inter Miami. Currently, Atlanta United are 2 wins, 1 draw, and 2 losses in their last 5. Where Inter Miami, we all know, they're unbeaten forever, it seems like. But currently, 4 wins and 1 draw in their last 5 matches. The last time that these two teams played, Miami destroyed Atlanta. But that wasn't Miami. I just can't see Atlanta beating them. Would love to see it. I would love to see Atlanta win this match against Inter Miami, but I don't think it's going to happen. I think, though, that Miami win 2-1 there at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So next up, we have CF Montreal versus Chicago Fire. Currently, Montreal are 2 wins, 3 losses in their last 5 matches, where Chicago Fire are currently on a 5-match losing streak. I was starting to have hope for Chicago. I really was. The last time that these two teams played, Chicago did win 3-0. They were there in Chicago, though. I'm sorry, but I can't see them winning this. I can't see them going on the road. So I have to say that Montreal win this match 2-0 over the Chicago Fire. So this next match is a match that I think is going to be a good matchup. It is Charlotte FC versus DC United. 9 against 11 there in the East. Charlotte currently are 2 wins, 2 draws, and 1 loss in their last 5, where DC United are 1 win, 1 draw, and 3 losses in their last 5 matches. The last time that these two teams played was back in April, and DC United won that match 3-0 over Charlotte. I don't think that's going to happen here. I feel like Charlotte has been playing very well as of late, and I think that they continue that. They're at home, and I think that they get the job done at home, 2-1 over DC United. So next up, we have one of the bigger matchups of the weekend. That is Orlando City against Columbus Crew. Currently, Orlando are 3 wins, 1 draw, and 1 loss in their last 5 matches, where Columbus Crew are 3 wins and 2 losses in their last 5 matches. The last time that these two teams played, it was a draw there in Columbus at Lower.com Field, 2-2. And I don't think it's going to change from that. I think that it will end in a draw, but I think it'll be a 1-1 draw there at Explorer Stadium. And I know that I said that last match was a big match, but here we have another one. And again, it's another East matchup. We have Philadelphia Union versus FC Cincinnati. Currently, the Union are 3 wins and 2 losses in their last 5 matches, where FC Cincinnati are 2 wins and 3 losses in their last 5 matches. These two teams played in Cincinnati back in April, and Cincinnati won that match 1-0. I think we're going to see more goals than that. I actually think that we're going to see 5. And I would love to say that Cincinnati go into Subaru Park and upset Philadelphia, but I got a feeling that Philadelphia win this match 3-2 over FC Cincinnati. So that leads us to Toronto FC versus Vancouver Whitecaps. Toronto have finally ended their losing streak. Currently 1 win, 4 losses in their last 5, where Vancouver Whitecaps are 2 wins, 1 draw, and 2 losses in their last 5 matches. I don't know how good this game will be because both teams are so-so, in my opinion. Obviously, Toronto is not so-so. They're at the bottom of the table there in the East. And then Vancouver for the West, they are sitting sixth, but they're kind of inconsistent. Even though the last three games, they are unbeaten. I think, though, I'm going to say it here. I think Toronto get it done at home here. I think that they go on a two-game winning streak and beat Vancouver Whitecaps 2-1. So here's another big matchup for me in the West. We have FC Dallas versus Seattle Sounders. Seattle are currently sitting second, and FC Dallas are sitting ninth in the West, which I think Dallas should be way higher than that. They got to get it together. But currently, FC Dallas are 2 wins, a draw, and 2 losses in their last 5 matches, where Seattle Sounders are 1 win, 2 draws, and 2 losses in their last 5 matches. Last time that these two teams played, it did end in a draw there in Seattle, 1-1. And I got a feeling, though, that Dallas has to start doing something different. And I think that it'll start here. I think that they beat Seattle Sounder at home 1-0. Now, for the biggest matchup on the West, we have Houston Dynamo versus St. Louis City. Currently, Houston are 4 wins and a draw in their last 5 matches, where St. Louis City, not the same, but 2 wins, a draw, and 2 losses in their last 5 matches. They should have beaten the LA Galaxy. They were up 2-0 for the longest time and let LA come back, where Houston and LA Galaxy over the weekend drew 0-0. So people are struggling with LA Galaxy. Maybe they're turning around. I don't know, but we'll talk about them later. It's Houston, St. Louis. They're in Houston. I have to say it. I know St. Louis are number one in the West, but Houston has been so, so good at home. And I think that they win this match 3-1 over St. Louis. I know that that is a big gap for these two teams and how much St. Louis has scored, but I do. I think Houston wins this 3-1. Moving on, though, we have Minnesota United versus Sporting Kansas City. Currently, Minnesota United are 2 wins and 3 draws in their last 5 matches, where Sporting Kansas City are 3 wins and 2 losses in their last 5 matches. Minnesota's looking pretty good. They are getting draws. I mean, they're unbeaten in their last 5 matches. Sporting Kansas City has kind of turned it around for the most part. They looked good against Inter Miami, I thought. I thought that they played very well. They couldn't finish. I think that they could have beat Inter Miami, but just couldn't finish. And with that being said, the way that Sporting Kansas City is playing right now, and then, of course, even Minnesota United are playing very well. But I think that Sporting are really going to push to make the playoffs here. And I think, though, they don't win on the road, but they get a draw 1-1 there in Minnesota. So next up, we have Colorado Rapids versus New England Revs. Currently, the Rapids are on a 5-match losing streak, where the Revs are 1 win, 2 draws, and 2 losses in their last 5 matches. The last time that these two teams played, though, was back in 2021, and the Revs won that, but they were at Gillette Stadium. Here they are in Colorado. I hate to say it, Colorado, this team is terrible, and they are not going to win this game. I know they're at home. I think the Revs have a lot that they need to continue doing to stay at the top of the East to get that home field advantage, because I think in the East you really need home field advantage for the playoffs because of how strong they are. And also, you know, with the news of Bruce Arena going away and stuff, hopefully they're probably honed in and ready to just play. You know, sometimes when that happens, you get this like extra boost. I don't know why that happens, but I think that the Revs go on the road here and win this match 2-1 over Colorado Rapids. So for our first 10:30 matchup, we have El Tráfico, LAFC versus LA Galaxy. Currently, LAFC are not looking themselves with 1 win and 4 losses in their last 5 matches, where LA Galaxy are 2 wins, 2 draws, and a loss in their last 5 matches. It's almost like the Galaxy are starting to gain traction from the horrible start to the season. When these two teams played back on July 4th, LA Galaxy came out on top 2-1. They were at home. This is a different story. They're in, you know, LAFC's home field. I guess I can't say they're in LA because, well, I could say they're in LA because we know Galaxy are in Carson, but besides the fact, I think that the Galaxy go in to their rivals, and I think they get a point. I don't think they win. I think they get a point, and I think that this match ends in a 2-2 draw. So our last 10:30 matchup and last match on Saturday, we have San Jose Earthquakes versus Real Salt Lake. Currently, the Earthquakes are 1 win, 2 draws, and 2 losses in their last 5 matches, where Real Salt Lake are 1 win and 4 losses in their last 5. What has happened to Real Salt Lake? They were doing so good, and then that League's Cup break kind of slowed their momentum down here in MLS, the MLS season, and almost the same for San Jose. Yes, they have drawn their last 2, but I felt like they were winning a lot more beforehand. But the last time that these two teams played, it was in Real Salt Lake, and it was 3-1 Real Salt Lake. They're in San Jose. I think that San Jose get the job done. I think that they win this match 1-0 over Salt Lake. And for our final match of match day 32 is Austin FC versus Portland Timbers. This match is on Sunday, and currently Austin are 1 draw and 4 losses in their last 5 matches, where Portland Timbers are 2 wins, a draw, and 2 losses in their last 5 matches. These two teams played back in May. It was a 2-2 draw there in Portland. They're at Q2 Stadium. And I want to say that Austin get the job done here. This was kind of a gut prediction for me. I mean, it's 10 against 11. Both of these teams are fighting to try to push into the playoffs. But I think Austin wins this match 2-0 over the Portland Timbers. So that is it for match day 32. Please give the video a thumbs up. Subscribe if you like the content. Comment down below who you think's going to win. What game are you most excited for? Are you stopping into the 1K celebration stream? Please stop in. It'll be a fantastic time. But until the stream, we'll see you then.